And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 29th of June, 2017. 1956, on this day, President Eisenhower signed the Federal Highway Act, which established the interstate highway system. During World War II, he'd been impressed by the Autobahn system in Germany, decided the United States needed something comparable. It turned out to be the largest public works project in American history. The first coast-to-coast interstate was I-80, completed in 1986, running from New York City to San Francisco. It's the birthday of the writer Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, born in Lyon, France, in 1900, renowned pilot, best known today for his classic children's book, The Little Prince, about a little boy who lives on a planet so small he can watch the sun set 44 times a day. Saint-Exupéry grew up in a castle with a coterie of aunts and cousins and sisters and nurses. The family was aristocratic but impoverished. He became a pilot in the French Air Force. He helped establish airmail routes over Northwest Africa, the South Atlantic, South America, crashed numerous times, and despite all of the injuries, he continued to fly. 1935, trying to win a big prize by setting a new speed record from Paris to Saigon, he and his mechanic crashed in the Sahara Desert, wandered for 4 days. He used some of that experience in writing his book, The Little Prince. 1944, Saint-Exupéry flew a reconnaissance mission over France and never returned, crashed in the Mediterranean, not far from Provence. It was on this day in 1613, the Globe Theatre burned to the ground in London. The thatched roof caught on fire after a cannon misfired during a production of Henry VIII. It was rebuilt in 1614 and was in use until 1642, when the Puritans closed all the theatres and the building was pulled down. A replica was built in the 1990s and is still operating. It's the birthday of the man who wrote Guys and Dolls, Frank Lesser, composer, lyricist, born in New York City in 1910. Also wrote the first big hit song of World War II, Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition. Here's a poem for today by Ann Iverson, Waves and Wet Kisses. I had only seen my parents kiss twice. The first time after my father's ear surgery, I was 7 or so, don't recall the nature of the kiss, but only that his hearing was bad from his youthful years of lifeguarding. Or was it after he tore the cartilage around his ribs from lifting heavy glass bottles of milk? I don't recall. The second time was after my mother's mastectomy. They rolled her out of recovery. She looked sad without her glasses, eyes small and watery. He bent over and touched his lips to hers, then turned away and shook his head. So that is it. That is all. 2 small kisses for me to coast on like a wave. Ann Iverson's poem Waves and Wet Kisses from her collection Mouth of Summer, published by Kelsey Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Home Advisor, matching homeowners with background-checked professionals for home projects from minor repairs to major remodels. See homeowner reviews, compare prices, and book appointments at homeadvisor.com. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.